hard to really weigh that one up, isn't it, because of the conditions and everything. But credit to Cove, they probably shaded it in the end.
They did. I think overall, and you have to be honest in your assessment. Overall, I think they created the better chances in the game. First half, I thought we handled the conditions really, really well. It was just such a storm coming down towards the town end, London rain just battering you, and I thought we really dealt with it well. We couldn't really get out of our own third, and we couldn't get a foothold up the pitch to create anything of note even in the first half. So it was just a matter of getting in at half time, and then lo and behold, the wind stops, and they get up the pitch and we don't. So yeah, it's unfortunate that way, but we certainly didn't do enough in the final third. They won the game. Maybe we could have got a draw out of the game, but we spoke about it before in pre-season. We spoke about it every other week. We've five draws already this year, and we're trying to go for games, and sometimes you're just going to get beat like that, and when you do, you throw two up, so be it. But we can't settle for draws all the time.
It's hard though, isn't it, Kevin? You train all week, you prepare for a match like this, and then you arrive in Balbuffet on a night when it was just battering down from the heavens, and the wind playing its part as well, and didn't give you any help in the second half, that wind.
No, as I say, the wind just seemed to die at half time. We struggled, as I says, leaving Lorenzo's Cakes was coming back at him. It was really, really strong, and it just literally somebody turned off the wind machine at half time, and we just didn't get that advantage that they had. So yeah, unfortunate that way, but again, the moments that we did have in the final third, we just didn't do enough. We didn't create enough. It was all kind of bouncing around the box and half chances. We didn't create anything of proper note that you could say he missed or yeah, a really good chance. So in that regard, we didn't deserve to win the game.
Cove a good side, Kevin?
Cove are a very good side. We know that. We played them down there. They're very good. The players obviously coming back, they're strong all over the pitch, and then they've obviously serious options coming on. They've spent a lot of money, and that's what the first question is. We've talked about this before as well. Like, there's no weak team in the league. Everybody's options, everybody's good players, and on the day, if you're not at it, that's what can happen, and that's what happened to us.
Yeah, can I ask you as well, that fixture there marks the start of the second round of fixtures. So game number 10 tonight, you've got a chance to have a look at everybody in the first division this stage. It seems to be fairly even. You're well matched with nearly every team in the division.
Yeah, there's not even tonight. Like, if we ran away and maybe got the first goal and we won the game, nobody would have said too much about it. And it's just such fine margins between every single team. Set plays can make a difference, and tonight it ended up being a set play, and we just didn't deal with a ball to the back post, and the ball literally just stuck in the mud, and your man came in and tapped it in, and then the second one, which is unfortunate for young Adam, his back passed and just got stuck in the mud as well. So we're very unfortunate that way, that the actual pitch probably cost us tonight.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get our probably more technical players on the ball as much as we wanted, and Bernardo and Gavin, to go and create something for us. And it wasn't a night for Nathan, the way he was trying to run at people. It was just the pitch is just so heavy and bodily. So yeah, we just didn't create enough. But in the first division in general, there's Bar Cork City, as you've seen here last week. I think they will blow teams away, especially at home. But between everybody else, it's very, very even.
Okay. Last question for me, Kevin. The club confirming earlier on today that they've been penalised with this fine following the incident last week where there was an incident where a sweet was thrown on at one of the Cork City players. A fairly hefty fine, I think, as well. Disappointing.
Nothing surprises me with the FA. If somebody throws a sweet on, and I don't even think I don't even know how far on the pitch it went, and that's the kind of stuff you're dealing with. Like, I don't even know what they said. I didn't even know that. But yeah, just unfortunate. There's other stuff that they need to tidy up, but certainly not some 10-year-old throwing a sweet on the pitch that they need to be worrying about. You know.
Yeah, and thankfully it's a one-off. Things like that don't happen over here.
No, they don't. They don't. And again, that's to me, that's just drama over nothing. Like, do you know what I mean? Drama over nothing. So, yeah, there's other stuff that they can sort out, but those kind of things, it's unfortunate for the club just to be hit by a fine.